What's up, Atlanta? It's a hump day with Turtle. And yes, tonight we are here for the full four, taking you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Our boy Day-Day Lewis gets you prep Sports Nation then. We always look forward to the latest going on around the high school scene in Georgia. But we got to talk some Falcons. And I ain't going to waste no time. Duke Sabel Oren apparently had a lot of stuff to say at the end of the show today, because it's 6:08. Day-Day, if I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Get your guys in order. This is my time. My time. But it's okay. I'm in a good mood, Oren. I'll digress. I got a question for you guys. We'll get right into it. A lot going on in the world of sports. We'll cover it all tonight. We'll head out to San Fran, welcome in our buddy Kyle Madsen from the Candlestick Chronicles podcast to preview all things Sunday Night Football. We'll also check in on college ball with Bill Bender, senior writer for the Sporting News. So we'll get everything covered pillar to post. Baseball playoffs, you name it, we got it. But I got a question for y'all tonight. Now that the glow and the basking in the warmth of the win on Monday is in the rearview mirror, and we're starting to look ahead towards San Fran, let's talk about where the Falcons are right now, shall we? Here's my question to you. I got the full hour. I dedicated the whole 6 o'clock hour to y'all tonight to take your calls. 404-726-0929. Because I think this topic, Oren, I think we got a good one tonight. I think we're gonna get a lot of differing opinions and a lot of strong opinions. And here's my question to you guys tonight, and then I'll tell you how I feel. Are you ready? It's a simple question. Are you ready right now to call the Falcons a legit playoff contender? 404-726-0929. Again, are you ready right now, coming off back-to-back wins against Washington and Buffalo at 3-2, to call the Falcons a legit playoff contender right now? I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to call them a legit playoff contender. Now, I know what happened last year. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I was there. I watched every snap. But this team's different, y'all, for a lot of different reasons. First of all, you have a quarterback who's not going to lie to the team and cause the team to lose consecutive games in a row and throw 9 interceptions to 1 touchdown over a 5-game span. So that's not going to happen again. And most importantly, your defense is awesome. You held Josh Allen to squat-oosh, minus that one big play to start the game to Joshua Palmer. Squat-oosh! This defense is revelatory. This defense is on a mission. This defense is special. And I think for the first time in a long time, the Falcons are about as close to a complete team as you can have. They need to get special teams figured out. We need to figure out what's going on with the kicker situation. But last weekend, even still, there were none of those gash plays where Buffalo started at the 50-yard line because you couldn't cover kicks and punts. So that was even an improvement. So right now, to me, yes, the Atlanta Falcons, say it with me now, are a legit playoff contender right now at 3-2. I think they're going to go into San Fran on Sunday night, and they're going to beat up on a wounded duck. This team is riding high. This team is confident. Michael Penix continues to grow. Bijan Robinson, yes, Coach Ra, who you'll hear from later on in the show, as he joined Dukes and Bell today, is the best player in football. And make no mistake about it, sorry, Saquon. Sorry, CMC. Sorry, Justin Jefferson. Sorry, Jamar Chase. Bijan Robinson is the best player in football right now. Sorry, Myles Garrett. Sorry, Mahomes. If I could start a team right now with any player in the league, I'd take 7. He is the type of dynamic that comes around once in a generation. Once in a generation. He's only gotten better. He's getting better every year. And as Oren and I talked about last night during our True False, he's on pace for like close to 3,000 scrimmage yards. It's unbelievable what he's doing. So there's the question. Again, I got the full hour to take your calls. Let's get into this. Because I know it's a touchy subject, and that's why we're talking about it. Because year after year after year, it's, oh, we're off to a decent start. Maybe this is the year we break the playoff drought. Maybe it's this year. Maybe it's last year. Maybe it's the year before that. This year feels different. Most importantly, because we have a defense. We have a defense! And a pass rush. How about that? How about that? A defense and a pass rush? Come on now. This team is ready. They better be. Jobs are on the line, y'all. Let's make no mistake about it. Jobs are on the line. I feel like the Atlanta Falcons right now, October 15th, 3-2, Sunday Night Football, prime time again, going to their house. And they're going to beat them. 4-2 with the rest of the season in front of you. That's how I feel. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you need to see it. And that's fine. 7 years. This is what we keep talking about on the show. 7 years of no playoffs creates a lot of doubt. That's why on the flyover, even after these wins, I still get calls, but turtle this, but turtle that, but turtle this in the third. And I get it. But no team is perfect. The Chiefs aren't perfect. The Bills certainly aren't perfect. We just saw that. The Eagles aren't perfect. Look at the state of them right now. No team is perfect. And neither are the Falcons. But are they a playoff team? In my mind, absolutely. What do you think? 404-726-0929. It's me and you on the phones. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, taking your calls. 404-726-0929. We're just getting started on a gorgeous Wednesday hump day night in the great city of Atlanta and the great state of Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and tickets with you anytime, anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Are you ready to declare the Atlanta Falcons, your Dirty Birds, a legit playoff contender? Or do you need to see more? We're taking your calls, 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock. Before we hit the phones, just want to remind you to join the morning shift every Friday for the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Bo Morgan will fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the Tailgate at Home, presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also put a poll up at C Thomas Radio. You can go vote. What are you feeling? Are the Atlanta Falcons right now, are you ready to declare that they are a legit playoff contender? Let's start with Harrison. Harrison, you're in the game.
Hey, Turtle. How's it going?
What's up, man?
I want to say yes so bad, more than anything, but I'm waiting until after week 8, after the Patriots game, to get back to you on this. And I'll tell you why. And I know, you know, what you're probably thinking is, you know, 49ers, Sunday Night Football, that's a huge game, but they are banged up, right? And Miami is, we all know what's happening in Miami. So I'm personally waiting until after the Pats game to get my hopes up. But yeah, thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Harrison, that's okay. Listen, what did I say in the open, right? I get it. 7 years. And it's, Oren, it's not just 7 years. It's the way the 7 years have gone. It's epic collapses down the stretch. It's getting embarrassed by the Vikings and the Broncos and the Cardinals in just the worst ways you could ever lose games. Leading until the last drive and then giving it up over and over and over again. But again, what I think the difference this year is, Harrison, is the defense. And it's starting to be noticed too. Every time I look at my timeline on Twitter, I'm starting to see more and more of the folks out there that aren't from the A starting to give the Atlanta defense their flowers and their props. So look out for that. I know, as John Freaky says, and I tend to agree with him, the national media hates Atlanta. I know, John, but that's the thing. I know you don't, but they're starting to warm up to us a little bit finally. Remember, Oren, in the summer when I came in with a different article every single day from the national media about how the Falcons hate it, or how the national media hates Atlanta? We literally did that for a week straight. So I get it. But, Harrison, at the same time, I think the difference this year is the defense. Mason's up next. Mason, what do you think?
Chris Thomas Turtle. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Look, so I got a feeling we're going to make the playoffs. I don't see us winning the division. Baker's playing out of his mind. I definitely see us having an Opoy and Bijan, but I'd like to see a little more out of Michael, and I'd like to see a little less pre-snap penalties. That's my time, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Mason. The one thing I'll say, it's 8 starts, guys. Like, I know they're big games now, and he's in the big boy seat. He still only played 8 games in the NFL, so Mason, to your point, could he be better? Sure, absolutely. But again, y'all, he's 8 games into his NFL career. This dude is far from a finished product. But you want to know something? You know how Peyton Manning looked 8 games into his NFL career? Troy Aikman, Dan Marino. I mean, there are guys, Eli Manning. There are guys that are wearing gold jackets that were way worse than Michael Penix Jr. is right now. I mean, so the way that he started, I would be ecstatic. I mean, there are guys where it takes years. Look at Baker Oren, look at Baker Mayfield. Number 1 overall pick. Took him, what, 5 years, 6 years to really become the quarterback he is now, which is an MVP-caliber quarterback? Sam Darnold, top 3 pick by the Jets. Took him, what, 7 years, 3 stops, 4 stops to find a home? Penix is light years ahead of where those guys were when they started. So, Mason, to quell your concerns, I think that's the perspective we need to take. But we're close to it. We're in it. We know how desperately this team needs to get back into the playoff hunt. So that's why we're having this conversation tonight. Drew is up next. Drew, what do you think?
Hey, Turtle. How's it going?
What's up, man?
All right, so a few things. First of all, if you look at the whole body of work for the season, you know, the one outlier, of course, being Carolina, where we just flat out didn't show up in any facet of the game. If you look at the first game of the season, yeah, we lost at home to the Buccaneers, and that's a tough loss to take. But if you look at what they've done since then, they're a legit team. They're number 1 in the NFC, and we almost beat them, right? And that's without a kicker. If you look at that Minnesota game, we dominated that game from start to finish. Yeah, we didn't find the end zone, but we dominated that game. And if you look at this game against the Bills, the Commanders, not the Redskins anymore. But if you look at those two games, all 4 of those teams were playoff teams last year out of the NFC. And those are quality wins. We are number 1 overall in defense right now. We're number 2 overall in offense. And for the first time in a long time that I can remember, you could actually viably take the Atlanta defense in fantasy football. I know that's shocking, but I think all the pieces are there. It just depends what team is going to show up. If this team that played against the Bills shows up every week moving forward, I think we're a tough out for anybody. I think we can beat anybody.
Yeah, I don't even think that's a question. And I appreciate the phone call, and I appreciate you doing your homework before you called in. Great stuff. 404-726-0929. That's not even a question for me. If they play like they did against the Bills for the rest of the season, they're going to be a top 3 seed in the NFL. They're going to win the division. They're going to fly past the Buccaneers. Even if the Buccaneers keep pace, that's a division-winning team right there. That's one of the best teams in football. Forget about squeaking in. But again, you're right. Drew is right, because again, what's the word we keep using ad nauseum, but I want it to become part of the conversation. Consistency, consistency, consistency. So Drew's right. All right, we did it against Washington, did it against Buffalo. Those games are both at home. Now let's go on the road and prove that we could beat up a beat-up squad, pun intended, in the 49ers. 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle. We're talking about the Falcons. Do you believe right now they are a legit playoff contender, or do you need to see more? Owen's up next. Owen, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm going to say this. We got some ifs. We still got some ifs. I'm going to say if was a part of G and all us would be drunk. But I'm going to say this. What I see, we got a good defense. But if the defense, I'm going to say the defense is doing its job right now. The offense is the one that's holding us back. They're not consistent. And it doesn't have nothing to do with the players. It has something to do with the play call. Our coach needs to have some ambition on how to use his toy. He got so many toys over there, he don't know how to use all of them. And I'm going to say this, too. Mr. Pitts, Michael Pitts, I don't like the way they're utilizing him. He shouldn't be running screen, tight end screens with Pitts. Pitts is not is one of those kind of tight ends that you send down the field, but like a receiver, and throw the ball up there and let him go get it. So with people saying he's a bust and all of this, how you going to be a bust if the ball is not thrown to you? This makes sense when people start talking about he's a bust. If the ball is not thrown to you, how can you play? It's just like Shaq. If you don't get the ball, what you think he's gonna do? He's gonna check out. And so what I'm gonna say right now, the Falcons, they do look like a playoff team, and I think we can catch the Bucs because the Bucs ain't gonna keep playing like this all season long. They're gonna have some downfalls too. And if we stay consistent and we can win the games that we're supposed to win, that makes a mark of a good team. And that's where I'm kind of 50-50 right now, but it's trending upwards for me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, God, appreciate the phone call, Owen. Thanks for checking in. I agree and I disagree with some of what you had to say. I obviously agree with the part about being more consistent. You know I'm hammering that point home. You're 100% right. Zach Robinson, it's definitely looked better since he's gotten down to the field. So I'm willing to give that a little bit more of a chance than I feel like you are right now. But he doesn't go without criticism. Listen, the second half was nowhere near as good as the first half. Might have something to do with Jake Matthews not being in the game, but we'll see. Hopefully he's back. Coach Ra today saying he wouldn't bet against a Matthews. Orin, I don't really know what that means in terms of is he going to play or is he not, but we'll see what happens. But when it comes to Kyle Pitts, he continues to be so confounding. Orin, he started off the year, and we were like, oh, okay, maybe he's, you know, locked in and ready to go, and Penix has got more chemistry with him. They're buddies off the field, and the last couple of weeks it's been like, It's kind of gone back into a pumpkin. So to Owen's point, especially with Mooney banged up and Ray, whatever that situation is, let's make sure to get Pitts involved. I know Mike Bell is hammering the table on that, and I agree. You know, especially in a contract year, get him his money. Mike is up next. Mike, go ahead.
I agree with you that right now we have the bare bones of a playoff team, straight up. But this team is still growing. We're still evolving. What you see now, if you like this, you're going to love who we are come playoff time. But the previous caller talked about how Kyle Pitts is not getting involved and all that. You can't undersell how important Mooney is to this offense. And with him not being there, that gives the opposing defenses, they're able to do things to take Pitts away. They're like, you know, we need another offensive option, and I'm anxious to see who's going to step up or if Mooney's going to be able to return to form.
Yeah, but they don't have a legit
right now.
No, to your point, they don't have a wide receiver two right now, and you're right. Because of that, Pitts then becomes the guy that your second best defender would cover. So that's a good point.
What I'd like to see is, hey, because Casey Washington, I like him. I like his makeup, but I don't think he's ready yet. I won't say that he can't get there. I don't think he's ready yet. But I would like to see, hey, can we get another tight end to, you know what I'm saying, catch a couple of these tough catches over the middle. You know what I'm saying? Maybe open it up a little bit more. You know, get another offensive weapon involved. Somebody else is going to have to step up, because this offense is ready to explode. And Michael Penix is great, but he's also still a rookie. Look at Drake May. Drake May is playing out of his mind. How many games did he start last season, though? He went through his ups and downs. He had some stinkers. Penix is going to have some stinkers, too, but you can see the talent. You see the upside. He's just about got it. He got to take his lumps. He got to make his mistakes. He's got to progress. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have the bare bones of a playoff team right now. Rise up.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. Good stuff. Yeah, again, with the Pitts thing, it's just a little bit confounding, because he should be feasting more than he is right now. But I don't think they're going to get another tight end, Mike. I think if they're going to improve the offensive roster, it's going to be with another wide receiver, because that has to be the priority. Because right now they don't have a wide receiver, too. All right, I see we still got full lines. Tyler, Scott, Jim, AJ, Blake, y'all are up next. We got one open if you want to be on the list to talk Falcons football next at 404-726-0929. Are the Falcons a legit playoff contender right now? I think they are. What do you think? You need to see more? You ready to call it? 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas Turtle on the phones with you talking Falcons football. Back with you on 92.9 The Game, Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle back on the phones with you at 404-726-0929, talking Falcons football. Are you ready to declare the Atlanta Falcons a playoff contender, and a legit one at that? We've had a great conversation so far, going to get back to it in just a second, but I want to remind you that this Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. to join Ali Mack at Jim Shorky Kia of Gainesville as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes, plus another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2, at Jim Shorky Kia of Gainesville with Ali Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, the number 404-726-0929. Lines are full. Let's get right back to it. Tyler's up first. Tyler.
Hey, man, how's it going?
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, so I got three reasons real quick why I think I've always been an optimistic Falcons fan. And, you know, the next seven games are very winnable games. And I know it's the NFL and any team can win any Sunday, but those are seven very good games that we can easily win. The offense, I think, is finding its groove. I don't know if that has to do with Zach Robinson, you know, going down to the field level. But, you know, they're not even fully healthy either. So, there's still a lot of potential in the offense. And then the defense, you said at the beginning of the broadcast, man, pass rush. I think I saw somewhere it was the most sacks the Falcons had through 6 weeks since 2005 with 14. So, and I think Mike was on the call earlier and said it, this team is full of rookies. You know, there's four rookies on that defense playing significant time. So, you know, they're not even at their full potential yet. So, again, I'm just a, you know, optimistic Falcons fan, but I really do think that we're seeing potential for something great.
Tyler, I agree with everything you just said. Good stuff. Appreciate the call. Rookies are contributing. You have a pass rush. Zach Robinson's growing as an OC. Penix is growing as a quarterback. To me, all the arrows are pointed up, and it's also producing real-time results. It's not like this is a work-in-progress sort of a thing. No, this team is competing, and they're competing at a high level to the point where I feel comfortable saying that this team right now at 3-2 with another primetime Sunday night game coming up are ready to compete for a playoff spot. Scott's up next. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up, Scotty?
Hey. So I think the last caller hit the nail on the head in terms of potential. I'm not ready to sit here and say as of right now we're a playoff team, but I think the better question is, do we have the potential to be? And I think the answer to that is yes. As a Falcons fan and as a long-term Falcons fan pretty much all my life, if we are going to start saying that now, where we're at in the season right now, a realistic Falcons fan will tell you that's a recipe for disaster to be disappointed later on. History's not on our side there. So I am optimistic, but I'm also a realist because I've been let down by this team so many times. But I do agree with most of the calls in that we do have the potential and we are seeing something special on the field. I do think, though, that from an NFC standpoint, the Buccaneers are also special, and they're also proving something because their wide receiver core is pretty much decimated. And even with that rookie, that outstanding Egbuka out, I think that's how you pronounce his name, they're showing something really special with Baker, and he's just still making that thing go. So it's going to be a fight to the finish for whoever wins the NFC South. But the potential's there, so I like where our potential is. The one thing I wanted to say about Kyle Pitts, I know a lot of callers have brought him up, and Mike Bell was talking about it too. I think we all need to prepare ourselves for the fact that for whatever reason, whether it's or it's some combination of the play calling, game plan, plus also I don't think that he's the best route runner. And then also when Michael Penix is dropping back, he's always got his eye on Drake, and it's just such a special combination. I think we need to prepare ourselves that it's going to be hit or miss with Kyle Pitts, probably mostly miss for the rest of the season, and he's going to leave in free agency, and we're going to get somebody new. So I just don't think that we need to keep telling ourselves that Kyle Pitts is going to break out, because I don't think it's going to happen. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Scott, appreciate you checking in as always. Scotty, one of our regulars there, 404-726-0929. In terms of Pitts, man, I'll go backwards with your 2 points. Listen, even if he's not great, I need him to do a little bit more. He was on pace at the beginning of the year for 75, 80 catches and around 800 yards and 7 or 8 touchdowns. I need him to finish around there, especially with all the uncertainty surrounding Darnell Mooney, Ray-Ray McCloud. Can Casey Washington step up? I'm just not entirely sure about the direction of the wide receiving core and tight end group. So until that's situated, whether it's a trade or guys get healthy or guys step up, whatever door number 1, 2, 3 works, I don't care, just fix it. I need Pitts to step up. I need him to do a little bit more, to Scott's point, than he's done in the past couple of weeks. And in terms of potential versus where you are right now as a reality, I just think they're a little further along, Scott. I mean, again, Penix has only made 8 starts. 8. For him to be competing the way that he's competing right now, yes, he makes mistakes, but again, he's essentially a rookie. He has played half of an NFL season. Half. And he's doing great. So I think Scott, I understand the trepidation because I get it. Again, we go back to this 7 years, no playoffs, and the way that it's not just 7 years, no playoffs. It's the way that it's happened in the most epic, unimaginable collapses you could ever experience. So I get it. But Scott, I agree with you on Pitts, but I disagree in terms of how far along the Falcons are in the process, especially if the defense is going to play the way they've played the last couple of weeks. Jim is up next. Jim.
What up, Turtle?
What's up, Jimmy?
Man, not nothing. Hey, look, I'm gonna take a couple of quick points and get out of here. But I'm not gonna talk about specific players. I just think we got to play good football. We got to win the games we're supposed to win. The other games we gotta put up a good fight. And I think we're in a good place right now. I'd like to see a little bit more pressure on coming off the ends, pressure the quarterback a little bit more. Defense is trending in the right way. I think offensively we're going to be all right. I think Pitts is going to step it up at the end. Got to get that bag. That's it.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for checking in at 404-726-0929. Listen, if everything that you just said comes to fruition, then the conversation we're having tonight is exactly where it needs to be. The Atlanta Falcons will be a playoff team if Jim's 3 points come to fruition. He's 100% right, as most of the callers have been tonight as well. Let's go to AJ up next. AJ, go ahead.
Turtle, thanks for having me on again. So, hey, I want to start with, I think we have two things that can be not only great for a playoff run, but a deep playoff run. We can run the ball, and we have a defense that I think is maybe the best defense we've had. I've been watching the Falcons since, the first Super Bowl back in 98. If these guys hold up like they are, I can't even remember the last time that we've had a defense that's number one ranked overall. If these guys can stay like that and be legit, plus running the ball, you can win in a cold weather environment. You can win in a dome environment. You can win in an outdoor environment. It does not matter. So I would like the Falcons to have more of an identity with running the ball, kind of like the Lions, kind of like the Bucks. Bucky Irving goes down. Rashad White steps up. You got Montgomery and Gibbs. I feel like Algier and Bijan can be the best tandem in the league if they keep going like that. Something I'd like to see from Penix, and this is the thing too, Penix is what, in his eighth game overall as a starter in the NFL. So, yep. Look, there's going to be some bumps and bruises there. But, look, I think he's playing well. I think he's doing what he needs to do. I would like him to see the field a little better. I feel like there's some times where he tries to force the ball, and that's just something that a young quarterback's going to go through. But I even look at the – everyone keeps bringing up the Carolina loss. Look, they got a pick six, and they got the ball in the short field at, like, the 15-yard line. Really, that Falcons defense almost held them to 16 points. So, I like the whole total body of work. I think there's this schedule coming up is winnable. Look, the 49ers are banged up. You got to go in there and win. I know a lot of teams are, but you got to go in there and win. You got, winnable games against Miami. You got the Jets. And then, you got a young team in New England, an upstart team. But, I feel like we're just the same. So I think if they switch to the identity of that kind of just tough sledding team, that stuff goes far in the playoffs. So I do got to say, I know this is a Falcons segment, but next week, the Hawks start, too. It's about to be a beautiful time in Atlanta. I think the Hawks are going to be absolutely legit this year. Falcons are going to be legit. What a great time, Turtle.
Yeah, AJ, I got the Hawks at 50 wins, man. I'm not even going to front. I think the Hawks are going to be a top 5-6 seed in the East. And we talked to Caleb Johnson about it. I know he feels pretty similarly. I believe Mike Conte does it well as well when he goes on with Andy and Randy. I'm bullish on the Hawks, man. I think they're going to be really good. By the way, Oren, can you look this up during the break for me? Trae Young was teasing some sort of announcement with Adam Lefko. Did that come out yet? I haven't been able to see if that came out yet. We'll get to that later in the show. We're still talking Falcons right now. But to your point about the identity, it is their identity, AJ. We talked about it all last week. The Buffalo Bills were to be beaten by the Falcons if Bijan Robinson was the star of the game. Bijan Robinson was the star of the game with 238 scrimmage yards. So, AJ, you're right. That is their identity, and that needs to be their identity. Oren tells me that announcement's coming out at 8 o'clock, so we will be all over that. All right, I see Blake, Fred, Rocky, King, John. We're going to take more calls when we get back because you guys want to talk, so we're going to keep talking. That's what we do on Chris Thomas Tonight. Are the Falcons a legit playoff contender right now? Go vote on the poll as well. Yes, they're ready, or no, I need to see more. What do you think? 404-726-0929 is the number. Again, I see Blake, Fred, Rocky, King, John. Y'all are up first. Grab a line. More of your calls when we get back on Chris Thomas Tonight.